Rising with Skybar. Later on, we're going to have Joel Greer calling in. That should be interesting. Talk about a festival he has. Well, a fest anyway. Summit Indie Fest. Talk a bit about that. Play some of the bands involved in that. But right now, we're going to start off with a old local punk band from around here by the name of Mung.
Out on the blacktop of systems, fallout wages war. On a street in any town, they plan the grind. Divided a wasteland of thugs and thieves unlike before. Degenerated nationwide decline. Out on the blacktop, a state of fear has taken hold. And a sense of all security has died. The pushes and hooked up and are taking full control. To it soon there will be nowhere left to hide. The untouched say it isn't fair.
All right, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. That was Gymnasium with a song called Little Disaster. Charles Hanson's going to come in next week and talk about that release by Gymnasium. Looking forward to that. That's off Hanson's Pop Rock 22. Before that, we had Lurid Purple Flowers, a new one by them. New band altogether that I found, actually. And that was a single called Addict. Started with Mung and a song called Blacktop. Going to play a couple more. As I said, we have Joel Greer calling in about 5 minutes. This one is a song by what do I got lined up? This is by Stiff Richards is the name of this band. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, that was Computer by Talk Chalk. Before that, we had Stiff Richards, a song called Strung Out. Joe should be ringing in any second now, but that band, Talk Chalk, are one of the bands going to be playing at the Summit Indie Fest. But I'm going to give him a minute to ring in on this, and then we'll be live with him. Finally get some rain this past couple days to end the drought that we've been having, so that was good. I mean, no one likes it to rain, but it was much needed. So one of the few times that you say, yeah, glad it was raining out. Just next week, we have Charles from Gymnasium coming in. Hold on, we get a call. It's probably Joel. Give me 1 minute here. Hello, WMFO Medford.
Nice to have our show again.
Hey, you're back. What's up? Thanks so much for calling in. So, firstly, what made you decide to undertake this project? It's quite a undertaking you have, the Summit Indie Fest.
I started about, I think we're going into our fourth one, and I kind of did it, I'm a big music fan, and I wanted to kind of put something in the, I don't play any music myself, but I wanted to put something in the world. And I thought, well, since I don't play anything, maybe I could curate something and kind of add to the, you know, to people's lives by creating a festival and, you know, giving people the ability to enjoy music. And that's like what my version of a perfect afternoon and night of music would be. Maybe if I shared that, people would enjoy it. And that's how it kind of got going. I just started from scratch, started talking to people, and against a lot of warnings of don't do this, you know.
Sure.
You know, I kind of went ahead and did it anyway, and it's grown. And
so this is the fourth year?
It's fourth year, correct, yeah.
And is it the Book and Bar? Is it always been at the Book and Bar?
Yeah, it's been at the Portsmouth Book and Bar. It's a fantastic venue. They have food, drink. It's a great intimate setting. We have a small outdoor stage and an indoor stage, and it's a great atmosphere in general.
So there's two stages.
Yes.
And you just thought that would be a cool spot to have it, or like 4 years ago, you said, I want to do this project, and did you take a lot of, was that like the first venue you looked into, or were there others involved, or how'd that work out?
So I actually had the idea when I was sitting in the Booking Bar.
Okay.
And I frequented, you know, occasionally. I wasn't there a lot.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, you know, if I was going to do it, like, a different type of venue would be kind of cool to do. You know, rather than getting a stage and putting it in a park, or nothing wrong with that, but I just kind of going with the cliche, I thought, you know,
yeah.
This would be, because the atmosphere it would add would be, like, lack of a better term, pretty cool. And I think the next day I called up and spoke to the manager, and he said, yeah, hey, come in, let's sit and talk. And that's how it actually, that's how the venue kind of got chosen. So I was sitting in it and thought it would be a great venue to do it in. So, yeah.
So that went pretty, how big a place is it?
So it fits about 150 people. But
it's good size.
And outdoor and indoor. But we have people in and out all day.
Right,
so,
right.
So, I mean, it's hard to say how many people actually come through. It's usually between 500 and 1,000.
Yeah.
We have people leaving, and, you know, I think we usually go approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 11 at night. That's approximate. So people come early, some come in the middle of the day, some stay for the whole day. So it's a really constant flow of people coming in and out.
Yeah, that's the nature of these type of, for lack of a better word, festivals, scenarios, yeah. When you have like 11, 12 bands all day, all night affairs. Yeah, it's probably hard to gauge exactly, but who's in and out. But I didn't realize that there were that many bands involved. So it's a pretty big operation you pull off.
Yeah, we do. I think we have what do we have this year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bands. I think this year.
That's a good amount.
Yeah, for sure.
Does it take you a long? How long does it take you to get this go? Like, to when do you start prepping for this?
The festival itself, because I created this habit of, like, all right, the festival's over, that next morning I wake up really early, even though I'm exhausted, and I kind of mm-hmm. write down what I think worked, what didn't work, what I can improve on. So at that moment, I just kind of start from that process. It takes a real, real long time for me to choose the bands and
right.
kind of go through it. We get so many submissions through, you know, DMs, mm-hmm. text messages, phone mm-hmm. calls, emails. We have like over 500 submissions come in, so it's a lot. It's a lot to go through and a lot to kind of put together to see what piece would fit with what.
Yeah, it sounds like an elaborate production. And I know the lineup. Do you try to make it a diverse lineup? Because I know genre-wise, I know you mix it up. I know you have bands from like right here, the Boston area. Obviously, you have New Hampshire bands and from all around the country, really, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do try to mix it up purposely. I try to do different geographic areas, different sounds of music, and bands that would really complement each other too. And like, you know, I always kind of put it to like the bands that I choose to be in it is like, you know, is it a band I would drive, you know, 50 miles on a Tuesday night in bad weather? You know what
yeah.
I mean? And you know, which people don't do very much anymore. I'll do it, but not many people do. And I kind of choose it on that. Like, I really need to love the music. And if mm-hmm. I don't, it's really hard for me to put it into the world. So the curation of it is probably the most work. And the other aspect of it, we try to create a lot of art around it. My gig poster artists are some of the best in the area. Some of them are upstarts. They're just getting going. But some of our gig posters, if anyone gets a chance, you can go on Summit Indie Fest or on Instagram, and you can see a lot of them on there or on our Facebook. And we really, really try to give artists, up-and-coming graphic artists and hand-drawn artists, an opportunity to create these gig posters and put their art into the world, too. And like a sidebar of it is that we go into the school system, or I go into the school systems, I went into Lawrence, and I'm going into Lowell next year,
mm-hmm.
to help their graphic artists create festival posters, what it means to create one, and work with the students there for actual, like, real work, and explain to them, like, when you're trying to brand something or you're trying to create a piece of art that goes with music, of how you do that, what that looks like. So, yeah.
This is a year-long endeavor.
It is.
Right? Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I know a lot of bands that from the area that have been on my show have been up there for that. Krista Johnson, obviously, to name one. But, yeah, it's...
Yes. Chris has been great.
Yeah, and she moved to New York, but she still bounces around. She still gets down here now and then, so that's cool.
Absolutely.
And we didn't have the day. I don't even know what day it is. What date is this? I should have said that off the top.
It's October 22nd.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I remember that now.
Yeah, October 22nd, Portsmouth Booking Bar.
And how do people go about getting tickets?
So I do tickets in a weird way, just because I have so many people reaching out to me instead of just putting them on a... I think one year we did brown paper bag tickets, and it...
Yeah.
Just people bought them all at once, and then people, it was just kind of confusing to do it that way, because I have so many people in the music industry or in, you know, the other parts of my life that want to be involved.
Yeah.
Or people just love music. So I do it by email, actually. So you can email me at summitindiefest@gmail.com.
Well, that's simple enough.
Yeah,
summitindiefest@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or you can go on our website, Summit Indie Fest. Our email's on there, or on our Instagram, Summit Indie Fest, or our Facebook. So it's you can find all the information and my email on there, or DM me, or whatever it takes. So, and you know, just to mention too, 100% of the proceeds go to a nonprofit in Lawrence, which I'm actually the director of, called Team Summit. And 100% of our profits go to giving kids free music lessons in the city of Lawrence.
Oh, it's a great thing all around. Raises monies for a great cause, great bands, nice venue. I've never been up there. You know, I know Lowell is a burgeoning music scene.
It is.
And I got to get up there, because a lot of bands from here, the Boston area, go up, play up Lowell and vice versa.
Yeah.
But I've never been up.
We're in Portsmouth.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're in Portsmouth.
Yeah. But Lowell is a growing area. We're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So,
right.
You haven't been up, but I'm hoping we'll talk later today. I'll see you on October 22nd, so you'll be up then. Hopefully you can make it this year.
Yeah, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
It's pretty close. It's about, where you are, I think you're in Medford today.
Yeah.
I think it's about not even an hour. It's really close.
Right. I have been to shows in that area, the Portsmouth area.
Okay. Yeah.
So that, I don't know why I had Lowell on my mind.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But, so that's great. I'm going to play, do you want to talk about any of the bands specifically? I just played Talk Chalk. I'm going to play a couple more, I think, once we hang up, a couple of things you sent me. But I don't know if you want to talk about anything in specifically as far as who's playing this year or...
Well, yeah, I mean, I can talk about a couple of the bands. I think that... Thanks for playing Talk Chalk, by the way. And those are some of the former members of Astro Sparrow, who was a great, great band.
Yeah, I know of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And how that started was I called Mark, and I want to try to reunite Astro Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that wasn't going to happen. He said, but what about my new project with Crystal, who's also, she's the lead singer of Talk Chalk. She started this project. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. And then I kind of listened to them, and I was like, oh, man, I can't miss out on this. So they're a real, real up-and-coming band in the area. It's kind of like a mix of, like, disco, punk, and pop all at the same time.
Yeah, it's an amalgam of stuff, sure.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing musicians. We got the Muzzins out of Jamaica Plain, who are kind of doing a really cool, like, you know, drum DJ and singer type of thing.
I've seen them a couple times. I've seen them a couple. Yeah, they're a great act live. Yeah, seen them
around
here.
Yeah. We have Sneaky Miles out of Dover, New Hampshire, who's an indie rock band, very much like an Lumineers type of style of music.
Okay.
I think they just actually backed them up.
Wow.
In the area, yeah, they're a fantastic band. Sneaky Miles, anyone wants to check them out online. The Kenny Brothers have been playing in the Portsmouth area. They're a country Americana band. Fantastic. Great harmonies. We have Alana Reyes, who's she's a young indie singer. She's very much in the Phoebe Bridges style.
Mm-hmm.
So, so talented. Absolutely brings something to the stage. Tyler Laguerre is another young, great singer who's been with us for a couple years. He's out there. Craig Martinson's going to be there, and Craig is a former lead singer of Deaf Girls out of Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
He took a little hiatus from music. He moved up to the LA area, took a hiatus from music, but he's actually coming back into the scene. One of the most talented singer-songwriters you'll ever see. I mean, he's kind of a hard genre to put in. He's a mix of like Delta Spirit, David Bowie.
I think I got something lined up. We're gonna play something by him once we hang up.
Yeah, and the last one is we have Cliff Notes playing this
year.
And he's going to be heading the festival. He just played a
Boston song. That's big, yeah.
Yeah, that's big. And Cliff, he is absolutely a tremendous hip-hop artist, and his band invokes some jazz in it, and he just, he just really, really fills the stage, and his performances, and you don't walk away going, oh, that was a cool, 40 minutes of hip-hop. You walk away thinking, that was kind of an art project, and I can't get it out of my mind. So we're really, really looking forward to having Cliff headline our festival, and we'll have a few more surprises there coming in and out. For sure.
That's fantastic. That's, like I said, great cause, great music. Give me one more time how to get a hold of you for tickets.
Okay, so you can DM me on any of my social media. Or you can go on the website, on our Facebook. It's Summit Indie Fest. You can find our Facebook. You can find our Instagram under Summit Indie Fest. Or you can just email at summitindiefest@gmail.com. SummitIndieFest@gmail.com. If you just Google Summit Indie Fest, things will
It'll come up. I did that this afternoon, and it's
absolutely
pretty easy. It's easy to find.
Yeah, my phone number's there, and get in touch with me. And I'd love to see everybody come out and really, really enjoy the show. It does kind of, it has a weird flow of people, so sometimes it sells out, and we'll open it up the day of as people leave. So we just try to time it all.
Yeah, like you said, it's very fluid, so it must be tough to gauge.
Absolutely. Very, very, very tough to gauge. But I promise you this, Guy Bar, the one thing about it is that all the people there that are involved with this and myself in the band, it's just really, really a good group of people that love music. And one of my favorite parts of the festival is that the bands, when they play, they never leave. The bands
That's cool.
If you look over at 8 o'clock at night, they're still there up front watching the music. And we just create a really, really cool atmosphere and a real listening audience. And, I've had people say the words to me, that's the best festival I've ever been to in my life. And that's how
I believe it,
Really, really create a fantastic event. I always say that when you're driving to a music venue or going to see a show, you always have that feeling, this could be the best night of my life. That's what we're also creating, man. We really want to create the best day and night of music and give that memory.
Well, you certainly put the work into it, and it's for a great cause. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Scott. We'll talk.
Yeah, and I'm going to play a couple of the bands that I think are going to be there right now when we hang up. All right, man. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. That was Joel Greer. Thanks again to him for calling in. Fantastic event, Summit Indie Fest. I'm going to play, I think he said Craig Mortensen. I'm going to play something by Craig Mortensen now.
This love is crashing like a wheel on the shore. And this love is crashing like a wheel on the shore. This love is crashing like a wave on the shore. Love is crashing like a wave.
Joe running off the end into the forest where he can breathe again. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hours and all I thought was you dancing right in front of me. Damn, you're like honey to me. Cause all this time I've realized that there has to be another way of getting.
That was Kenny Brothers Band with Salt Lake City. Before that, Craig Martinson with Love is Crashing. They'll both be at the Summit Indie Fest, along with a whole lot of other bands. Played one earlier in the set. Might get around to some Muzzins later on if I can dig that up. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's 8:42, and I'm going to kick it up a notch now with a band called State of the Union.
The veil made your voice. got my nail polish on. I got my black suit on. I got my parasol up. I'm gonna have some fun.
Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys with Goth Beach, single by them. The Jacklights, Eat the Young off of Drift, and State of the Union with Small Town Hero. It's 8:50. Play something now by St. Vincent.
Oh, it. Get off of my tit. Go face your demons. Jerk into dreaming. Go flee the country. Go blame your daddy. Just get far away from me.
Like a thief on a Sunday.